It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right, needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5, touchdown Giants, 97 yards.
Now here's your host, John Schmell.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter, you can send in your questions and comments to hashtag GiantsChat. Free agency is in now. It's third day, and it has been a crazy couple of days in the National Football League. Wes Welker departing Tom Brady, joining Peyton Manning. Broncos, that's the big one, and really not a big contract for him either. You know about the Percy Harvin trade. Mike Wallace going for big money to the Miami Dolphins. The Giants making some news, bringing Josh Brown in, bringing Colin Jenkins in. A lot of their teams are quiet, but there is fast and furious motion in the National Football League. We will talk about it all right here on Giants.com. Our question, of course, is Giants related. Where do you think the Giants should go and do in free agency as their next move? 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Let's start off with Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, John, and thanks for taking my call. I listen to you all the time, listen to the podcast, and I think you do a great job.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for calling, Andrew. What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk about Victor Cruz and the evolving market for the slot receiver. I think before Welker and the other guy signed, I was thinking that in order to sign Cruz, they probably had to spend the Giants or any team between $8 and $10 million a year, and I was pretty surprised to see that those two receivers who are probably in the same category, maybe not the guy from the Rams, he probably wasn't the same as Cruz, but right. Certainly Welker was the same as Cruz, and he only got $5 million a year.
Now, sorry, go ahead. Now, Andrew, I'm not sure Welker is the same as Cruz. Look at the age differences. Look at the injury history of Wes Welker as compared to Victor Cruz, and look at the big playability. I think Victor Cruz is a much more explosive wide receiver this and then Wes Welker, who at this point in his career, let's be honest, is much more of a possession receiver.
That's true, and I agree with you, but I think the production, at least the next year or two, might be about the same, but I agree with you 100%.
That's fair.
I'm a huge Cruz fan, and my entire family is, and we absolutely love the guy and what he's brought to the Giants, but I think the market has moved down in terms of what it's going to take to re-sign Cruz, or to get him under contract.
Considering these
two contracts.
Yeah, Cruz is more than a slot receiver, though. He plays outside plenty and does make a fair number of plays on the outside. And he has put up much better numbers than Danny Amendola, obviously, over the course of his career. And his production is much more in line with the Wallaces and Percy Harvins of the world. And I'm sure when Victor Cruz goes to negotiate this contract, when they finally get it done, those are the contracts that they're going to be citing when they talk to other teams. They're not going to cite the Wes Welker contract.
Right. Of course, the Giants will cite Wes Welker. Hopefully, they'll come in. They'll come in somewhere. And you know, I've been listening to you over the past couple of days. I agree with you. They're going to get this deal done. Giants fans need to relax. You know, it's not the end of the world. He will be re-signed. I'm hoping. I knock on wood when I say that because I love the guy. I want him back. But the other thing I just wanted to quickly talk about was the Giants' approach to free agency under Reese. You know, I've got to tip my cap to the guy. He really has an unsentimental, cold-eyed look at who is going to help the team now. And given their financial constraints, the money they give to Eli, I think he really does a good job. And they have a great approach to it.
Yeah, and I think the Giants have a similar strategy to the Patriots. And you saw them with a very cold eye, just like you mentioned, Andrew, say goodbye to Wes Welker. They'd rather let it go of a guy 1 year too early than a year or two too late. And the NFL guys age very quickly. They get injured a lot more when they get older. And I think that's how the Giants approach free agency. And I think the real danger period for Victor Cruz was in that first 24 to 48 hours of free agency, when other teams might have had him targeted and jumped on him fast and early and tried to go over the top to sign Victor Cruz. The fact that hasn't happened yet is a very good sign for the Giants.
Yeah, I agree. And the one thing I want to say, last week I had a couple guys, maybe it was the week before, who were Eli bashers.
Oh, my goodness.
Those guys are crazy. They are off their rocker.
Pete in Pennsylvania, I believe.
I mean, that guy, the only reason the Giants have a shot to go to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl every year, and hopefully for the next 5 years, 6 years, he's still going to play, is because of Eli Manning. Everything comes from him, and to say that the guy doesn't deserve the money when he's won 2 Super Bowls in 5 years is absolutely nuts, and I think you need to go see a doctor.
201-939-4513. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, John.
Great. Now, Neely makes a good point. Victor Cruz did change agents, so there is a 3-day waiting period. Now, I'm not sure when that 3-day waiting period actually started, so there might have been a delay on when Cruz could have signed. I think that 3-day waiting period is up at this point, though, so he can be approached by teams, obviously, starting today. And it could have been yesterday either. I'm not sure when that 3-day waiting period for Cruz did, in fact, begin and end. I guess that all has to depend on, you know, the paperwork he filed with the NFL and the NFLPA when he did change agents to Tom Condon. So very good point by Neely, and I'm not sure how that did affect Victor Cruz, when that started and when it ended. But, again, we'll see over the next couple of days if another team tries to go after Victor Cruz. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Jack in New Jersey. Jack, how are you this morning? Jack, you there, pal? Jack, going once. All right, Jack, give us a call back when you get a chance. I'll put you back on hold. Try again in a second. Let's go down to Matt in Texas. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What's going on, pal?
I just want to talk about the issue with the Giants releasing Ahmad Bradshaw.
Yeah.
I don't think it was one of their best decisions. I know they had to clear cap space, and I know they had to give, like, the role to David Wilson, but this was probably one of Ahmad Bradshaw's best seasons. I know this is his second season, over 1,000 rushing yards, 6 touchdowns this year. I think he had an amazing year, and I think since that even the Giants didn't make the playoffs, I think they should have kept him even if they had the new rookie, David Wilson.
The problem you have, Matt, is you just don't know if he's going to be healthy. And every year it's the foot again and again and again. First it starts with only practicing once a week. Then he misses a game. Then maybe he has a hairline fracture and he misses 2 or 3 games. Then because he's compensating for the foot, maybe he injures his knee. And every year it's the same thing. And yeah, you're right. Statistically speaking, he had one of his better years. The Giants were a far better rushing team this year than they were last year. And in a limited role, do I think Ahmad Bradshaw can still be effective rushing it, 8 to 10 times a game and stay healthy? I think there's a decent shot at that. That being said, you mentioned the financials, but I think a bigger reason the Giants let Bradshaw go, and I think really it's one of the reasons they let Canty go as well, is that they're tired of guys always being hurt and not being able to practice and not being healthy, and I think that's one of the reasons they let Bradshaw go.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, like I said, with the injuries, I mean, you can compare the injuries like that with the Steelers. I can agree with that.
All right, appreciate the call, Matt.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man. 201-939-4513. Sound like Jack in New Jersey was trying to make breakfast before. Let's see if he's back on the line. Jack, let's try it one more time. You there, buddy? Jack?
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. What's going on, Jack?
Timothy.
Oh, Tim, what's going on, pal? How are you?
Fine.
What's on your mind this morning?
Jake from Jack, New Jersey. Can the Giants re-sign Victor Cruz to a 6-7-year deal and we signed Kenny Bells to a 9-year deal.
Yeah, Tim, I don't think that they're going to have to give Cruz, and thanks a lot for the call as always, Tim. Appreciate it. Sorry about the name mix-up. I don't think they have to give Victor Cruz that many years. I think you can bring Cruz in on a five-year contract, and I think that'll be fine. I'm sure he's looking for 6. I think you can settle at 5, and you can be okay with that if you're the New York Giants. I think that would work. That being said, Kenny Phillips, no. You don't give Kenny Phillips a long-term contract. Too many injury problems with the knee. Maybe a 1-year contract. You can think about that. But that's about it. 201-939-4513. John is in Florida. John, what's going on, pal?
Hey, how's it going, John?
What's going on, pal?
Wanted to talk about some of the needs that we need now that, you know, Martellus is gone. So we obviously are probably going to need a tight end. I know they think what's-his-name is going to be the JPP of the tight end, but someone that can maybe teach him more of like a veteran. That and the signing of Josh Brown now, does that mean Tynes is pretty much out of the picture?
Yeah, I think Lawrence Tynes' time as a kicker for the New York Giants is over. I think the Giants decided that Josh Brown was the better option. He'll compete for the job. Of course, they brought in David Buehler earlier in the offseason. But, yeah, I think that means Lawrence Tynes' time with the Giants is over. And it's sad because Tynes really did a good job for the Giants. It's hard to find a kicker that you can trust in big spots, and you could trust Lawrence Tynes to make a big kick in a big spot for the most part. Look, he had his highs, had his lows. All kickers do. But the Giants decided Brown has a bigger leg. He'll be a little bit better on kickoffs. He can kick longer 50-plus yard field goals. He's done it outdoors. They thought he's a better choice. And, again, he'll compete with David Buehler, who a former kicker for the Cowboys. He also has a pretty big leg.
That, and what about some of the other spots? I know we picked up Aaron Ross again when the Jags released him, but corner and tight end, I think, is a positions need to be kind of addressed. And are we looking to pick anyone up for those positions?
Well, look, I think Aaron Ross gives you very, very valuable depth at defensive back. And I talked about this yesterday. The Giants really only had three, if you count Terrell Thomas, 3.5 corners on the roster. So you need veterans that provide you some protection and safety at cornerback, and I think Aaron Ross does that. Is he going to be a starter next year? No. Could he compete for the slot spot? Sure, I think that's a possibility. And you mentioned linebacker was your second one?
Tight end. Martellus Bennett got his Bears contract.
I'd be surprised if the Giants go to war, or rather let me rephrase that. If the Giants go into OTAs and training camp with their three tight ends being Larry Donald, Bear Pascoe, and Adrian Robinson, I think they will try to figure out a way to bring in a veteran of some kind as a bit of a safety blanket in case some of these really, really young guys don't work out. And you really need two good tight ends. So I think Bear Pascoe is a good guy that can step in and do a solid job. Not saying he can't, but I think you need two of those guys to a certain extent when you run your offense in the NFL these days, and you want to have a power running game, you need to have two reliable tight ends. So I think they will try to find a veteran on the cheap at some point in free agency once some other guys sign with other teams.
Well, yeah, because I know Jerry Reese has been saying, you know, Adrian Robinson is going to be the JPP of his position. But
yeah.
The other thing I noticed was our man Kevin Boss is a free agent, isn't he?
He is, but he's had a number of concussion problems, and I think that would probably preclude the Giants from bringing him in. And I know Jerry Reese, and I'm sure he's going to regret it, called Adrian Robinson the JPP of tight ends. He's a good athlete. He didn't play the NFL-style tight end position a whole lot in college. I don't think he ever caught 20 balls in a season when he was at Cincinnati. So he's raw. And remember, he missed a lot of last year's offseason program because of graduating from Cincinnati. They have that dopey four-semester schedule at that school. So I don't think you can count on Adrian Robinson this year. Do you give him a chance to compete? No question. Do you say, Adrian, here's the job? I don't think you can do that.
My last quick question is just wanted to touch base. I was reading on the website something about we picked up some new coaching staff.
Correct.
What exactly did we get?
Now, I can go through the names for you. Now, the Giants lost some guys on the lower edges of their coaching staff in the offseason. Al Holcomb moved on. He got a position coach job at some point. He was the Giants' defensive assistant and had been for a couple of years. The Giants lost their assistant offensive line coach to Temple. He became the head coach there. So Linda Wells, who was an offensive assistant for the Giants, took Matt Rule's job. He left to be the head coach of Temple. So they replaced Linda Wells with Ryan Roeder, a former quarterback at U of Albany, and he was a tight ends coach at Princeton. And then Robbie Leonard comes in, and he replaces Al Holcomb as their defensive assistant. Now, the offensive and defensive assistants are generally And Al Holcomb's going to be the Panthers linebackers coach. He got connected there through Dave Gettleman, who went over to the Panthers to become the general manager. Now, the offensive and defensive assistants are what you used to call the quality control coaches. They do a lot of the film study, put together game tape to help the coaches prepare for opponents and things of that nature.
Oh, all right. All right, thanks, John.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks a lot for the call, Jeff, as always. 201-939-4513. I'm sorry, John, thanks for the call. Now we go to Jeff up in Rhode Island. Haven't heard from my buddy Jeff in Rhode Island in a while. Jeff,
hey,
how are you?
Hey, Johnny. How you doing today,
Good
buddy?
To hear from you, man. How are you?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm doing okay. I think with the free agency thing, I mean, it's kind of hard to know what they're going to do, not knowing what they're going to do in the draft. So certainly, as somebody said earlier, yeah, we need more help at tight end. And who knows, maybe they might draft a tight end with their first-round pick. That's, I suppose, some kind of a possibility.
Right.
Also, I saw today that perhaps Blackburn might be thinking about other options, playing for other teams. So,
I think he has to. I mean, if you're in Chase Blackburn's position, you can't just wait around and hope the Giants come to you with an offer. If he gets a decent look for, you know, more than the veteran's minimum somewhere else, if I'm Chase Blackburn, and I'll say the same thing about Dominic Hixon, you have to take a look. It's just very hard to wait.
Sure. I mean, you know, if they can make more money elsewhere, well, you know, so be it. Also, I'd like to see us add some more depth at the running back position. I mean, I know they just re-signed Terrain, but I mean, there's not much out there right now on the running back market in terms of free agents. But I guess they'll bring somebody in along the line. But I do think we need a little more help at running back. And also, they say, I read today maybe Tolleson might be coming back as well.
Saw that. That was reports. I think Dave would be a valuable depth guy at defensive line. That being said, I think the Giants would like to give some of their younger guys like Adrian Tracy and Adewale Ojomo a chance to make it into the rotation next year. I would almost rather give those guys a shot than bring back a guy like Tolleson. As much as I love Dave, and he's a great guy, he's a valuable player, he's great on special teams, a good locker room guy. But I think you'd probably rather give those young guys more of a look this offseason.
Yeah, that Ojomo, he showed some pretty serious flashes in some games last year. I guess it was during the preseason.
Yeah,
he looked like he could be a player eventually. So, okay, Johnny, well, you have a good day.
Hey, you too, Jeff. Appreciate
talk to you
the
soon.
Call. Yep. You too. Bye. And that is a deal with Ojomo, where you have to give him another shot. You have to give him another time to play, another chance to play, and show the Giants what he can do on the field. Back to our phones. Josh is down in North Carolina. Josh, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Johnny?
What's up, pal?
Thank you for taking my phone.
No problem.
Yeah, my question to you was, well, I totally agree with you about the Matt Bradshaw, him getting let go.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I think they should have done that a year ago. But David Wilson, do you feel he's going to be every down back, or do you think they're going to give that the job to Andre Brown?
Well,
he's been doing so well.
These days in the NFL, Josh, there really are no every down backs anymore. You'll have your freak shows like Adrian Peterson that can do it. But generally, you're going to have a number one, number two, or 1A and 1B back splitting carries. So do I think David Wilson will get the most carries of every Giants running back next year? Yes, I think he will. Do I think he'll get 20 carries a game? No, I don't think he'll get that many. I think he'll be in the 15 to 17 range on a game-by-game basis, and Andre Brown will probably be somewhere between 10 and 12, and who knows what Ryan Terrain will do.
Oh, okay. Do you think Tom Coughlin would be able to help David with his fumbling the way he helped Tiki Barber?
Yeah, look, I would hope so. Look, after that first game when David Wilson had that fumble, he did a darn good job of holding on to the ball the rest of the year. So when he got benched, maybe is the wrong word, when his playing time got reduced after that first fumble, I think David Wilson learned his lesson and really understood the importance of ball protection and made that a focus the rest of the year.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for taking my call, man.
Hey, Josh, thanks for making it. Appreciate it as always. 201-939-4513. Let's go to our buddy Vic is up in Connecticut. Vic, how are you this morning?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Doing great, Vic. What's up?
Just a few comments on free agency.
Sure.
Typical Giants free agency. Not a lot to jump up and down about.
Laying in the weeds, Vic.
Methodical. Like a bunch of words come to my mind. You know, change is good, but not just for sake of change. You know, Cruz is probably the only fun that we're really having this offseason, just speculating on him. But I hope that he turns out fine. But, you know, as you mentioned and some of the other callers talked about, you know, Brown and Tynes, to me, it's almost a push. Yeah, Tynes has kicked us to a few victories. But, you know, Brown should be fine. I love the Jenkins, Sean Rogers thing because, you know, again, I'll go back a couple months ago talking about changing the environment in the locker room, veteran presence, letting the young kids develop. I don't think you get a lot of years out of these two guys. Hopefully they're healthy, but, you know, I think it just changes things for the, you know, the younger players. So I really like that. Aaron Ross, yeah, I have mixed feelings about him. I think he's a good slot corner. He could start if pressed, if he stays healthy. So, you know, again, we're looking at a camp with, you know, Webster and Prince and Thomas and Hosley and Ross, and, you know, here we go again. We're stocked up with all these guys, especially if Terrell Thomas, you know, comes up healthy, you know, can play someplace in the secondary. All of a sudden we're loaded, but we know how that ended up this year. Loaded became very unloaded. You know, Will Beatty, great signing. You know, Booth, I hope they get it done. Hickson, well, Reuben Randall's there, I guess. But, you know, looking forward, I think the next thing that they really need to do, I mean, Tolleson, I love them too. I agree with the other call. He's a great guy to have, but, you got to bring up some youth too. But I think the next thing you really want to do is get some competition at middle linebacker. You know, Carlos Dansby's name is out there, but he'd have to be absolutely the right dollars. I'd hate to see Chase go to the Cowboys just because he wears the helmet for the Giants.
Yeah.
He's got all that knowledge in his head, and you just know Jerry Jones will be out having him out to steak dinners, you know, asking him questions for about 3 weeks before each game. So I think tight end is a problem. I know Jake Ballard is still lingering out there at the Patriots, and they're probably not going to need him. He might be somebody in the summertime that might be around. And then in the draft, I don't know. I look at this kid Fluker and Ogletree and this other kid Rhodes, who's a safe cornerback. There's some possible people to add, you know, at the end. So I guess in general, a typical off season, fill some spaces, feel pretty good about it. No big splashes, not a lot of dollars, just a good solid effort, again, by our general manager.
And it should be a no surprise. That's what he likes to do. Vic, appreciate it, my friend.
Take care.
Thanks, Vic. 201-939-4513. And it's funny, I've been getting a lot of questions on Twitter and comments on Twitter, really, more to the point, that, you know, Giant fans are upset. They always want the Giants to make these big splashy moves in free agency. Let me give you some example from tweets during the show. Carlos Dansby, play middle linebacker. Brian Urlacher. Ed Reed. Ryan Clady. Greg Jennings. Adrian Wilson. Steven Jackson. Jake Long. I mean, Connor Barwin is a little bit more reasonable. I mean, Nnamdi Asamoah, really? James Harrison, really? Antoine Winfield, really? John Abraham, really? So what do you want to do, just bring in all these guys that are 32 and plus years of age? You want to get younger. You want to get in guys that will be valuable and play here for a while. You don't want to bring in these guys that are over the hill. Just because the guy's a name doesn't still mean that he's a great NFL player. Darius Hayward Bay, another name. I mean, come on, guys. And also take a look at the Giants' resources with the salary cap. They just don't have them. A lot of those names are going to cost a lot more money than the Giants can afford. 201-939-4513. Allen's down in Washington, D.C. Allen, what's up?
What's going on, man?
How are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Saw that Wes Welker left to the Broncos. I think that that opened up. I think Danny Amendola going to the Patriots. So would the Rams be one of the teams that has the means and the ability to get like a Cruz because of the need at the wide receiver, and also because they have, you know, the cap space and probably picks to give up?
I think it's an option, but that being said, for a team to give up that much money and the first-round pick for any player is a huge risk. And that's why I don't think the Seattle move to bring in Harvin was a no-brainer. They had to give up money, and they had to give up a draft pick.
Okay. Also, who do you think in free agency can we get as an open to fill the void at tight end?
You know what? Dustin Keller is a name that's been thrown out there a little bit. I think he'll probably come a little bit too expensive. And frankly, I don't think he's a good enough blocker for what the Giants usually look for at that tight end position. And that's what people need to remember when you take a look at some of the tight ends the Giants could bring either in the draft or in free agency. And the Giants need a tight end, first and foremost, that can block. And they love receiving tight ends. That's great. But you got to have a guy that can block. And you take a look at some of these tight ends. I mean, Ben Watson, he's on the other side of 30. Brandon Myers is a guy in Oakland. I don't think he's signed anywhere yet. He came on strong at the end of the year. Dallas Clark's a receiver. Fred Davis, I'm sure, will wind up back in Washington. And he's coming off a torn Achilles. So I'm not sure you want to take a chance on someone like him. I just don't see that two-way tight end on the free agent market that is a big name that'll immediately come in and start. I think they'll bring in a veteran to compete, but I don't see any silver bullets right now on the free agent market to fill that Giants tight end spot.
All right, so then we may probably look into the draft for that need.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think they're gonna look in the first round either, Alan. I've seen a couple mock drafts having them take the tight end. I think out of Notre Dame, and the first thing they list on his profile is that he doesn't block. And the Giants will not draft a tight end that doesn't block. Look at Travis Beckham. Do you want to draft Travis Beckham in the first round? Because that's what it's going to be.
Right. All right, well, thanks, man.
All right, appreciate it, Alan. Always good to hear from you. 201-939-4513. Mark's in New Jersey. Mark, good morning.
Hey, I'm just calling to say that I know Ray Malaluga met with the Giants yesterday. And he left already. But is there a chance they may try to bring him back for a contract? Because I do like him. He's a talented wide receiver who's young, or a talented linebacker who's young, and I feel like he could be a strong addition to the team.
Yes, I mean, look, the Giants haven't announced they brought anybody in, so I won't comment on exactly who was in the building and who wasn't. But you're right, Ray Malaiuga is a player that had a lot of success with Cincinnati last year. That being said, I would be somewhat concerned that the Bengals, who have a ton, and when I say a ton, I mean a ton, $40 million worth of cap space, and they're not going to bring him back in a no-brainer situation. So is Malaiuga a good player on the inside? Sure. Will the Giants consider him if they can get him at the right price? Sure. I know they have Vontaze Burfict, and they think he can step in and play for Malaiuga at that spot. So I think he's an option, but I think at 26 years of age, I think he's going to be looking for a fairly big contract from somewhere, and I'm not sure the Giants have the cap space to offer that.
Okay, and one more thing I was going to say was all these people that are bringing up big-name contracts and big-name free agents they want, I never liked the idea because almost all the time they're older, they don't last that long, and it almost seems to be better to go through the draft. Like if you want to bring up back a quarterback, I'd rather see the draft one at this point because Eli Manning is getting older and they need someone that can learn the system from him and maybe be like a Matt Flynn. So, I mean, for people that want to spend all that money, look at the draft and see how well they did during the draft too. It's not just it's a mixture.
The important part for any NFL franchise in building their team is through the draft. You can add pieces in free agency to complement what you get through the draft, but the draft is where you get young, low-cost players that can outplay their contracts. Very rarely do you get somebody in free agency that's going to outplay the contract you give them, and that's how you win Super Bowls.
Yep.
Appreciate it, Mark. Take it easy. Thank you very much. 201-939-4513. Tony's in New York. Tony, what's up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Tony, what up?
Nothing, man. What I was wanted to talk about is yeah, the guy who was on the radio, he's right about the cornerbacks. Players are getting younger. You need younger players.
Yep.
And especially for the corner position and the safety position, I think they should keep Stevie Brown because Kenny Phillips is not the same. He's still going through that injury.
Yep.
And you need a good safety, and you need some young cornerback besides Prince Kanukamaka because what I see from Webster, he's not the same.
Hey, look, I'll put it this way. The Giants put a second-round tender on Stevie Brown. So I would be super shocked, blown away, no chance in heck another team is going to come in here and give the Giants a second-round pick and then pay Stevie Brown money on top of that. I don't think that's going to happen. So Stevie Brown will be back at safety for the Giants next year. I would not lose sleep at night worrying about that.
Well, also, they need to hurry up with the Cruz contract, because look what happened to Wes Walker. And I'm surprised that he went to the Broncos. And that was Tom Brady's go-to guy. So Patriots are going to have a hard time with that. I just don't know why they want to give him enough money for it.
Now remember, unlike the Wes Walker deal, the Giants will have the opportunity to match any contract the team will give to Victor Cruz. Now, if reports are correct, Welker actually went back to the Patriots and said, hey guys, here's what I'm being offered for the Broncos. Will you match this? And then the Patriots, from what reports are saying, said, no, we're not. Happy trails. So the Giants are protected a little bit more in that scenario just because Cruz is restricted and they have the power to match any offer that comes in.
Absolutely, you know. And they talk about they pick up this linebacker from the Vikings, and he's kind of young. That's good. But you need defensive ends and defensive tackles that are young, too. All you have is Jaquan Williams and Jason Pierre-Paul. But I hope Jaquan Williams steps it up this year coming up, you know.
And look, I think the Giants will count on and give Jaquan Williams every opportunity to win that weak side linebacker spot. They've liked what he's done in nickel packages before, especially in coverage. So I think they'll give him every opportunity to win that job. And I think you're talking about Jasper Brinkley. Now, according to reports, he was in here for a visit for the Giants. Once again, I can't comment on who's in the building and who's not. But no reports are indicating that a signing is imminent. The Giants haven't announced anything. So they've talked to him, but he is not a member of the Giants yet.
Well, I could totally understand that. But also, I mean, if you sign Cruz and Hakeem Nicks, you still need a slight wide receiver. You can't have a slight wide receiver you're going through. And I don't think Dominic Hixon is really consistent. You need a slight wide receiver to step it up.
Yeah, but Hickson's also good on special teams, and if you bring him back, he's only going to be your number four receiver behind Reuben Randall. And considering what he gives you on specials, I'd be hard-pressed to let him go.
Totally understand on that, you know.
But you know what? I think you're on the right path, though. You want to bring in young veterans. You don't want to bring in the 32- and 33-year-old, but you do want to look at the 26- and 27-year-old because they're going to be good for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
It's especially on defense, because they do need to get their defense together. And the defense is more important, so that's why this year they had a hard time with their defense. But I just hope the defense goes better at it. As the Cruz situation, yes, I hope that's still intact. But also, the cornerbacks is going to be a hard time, because I understand you have Webster, Aaron Ross, and Terrell Thomas. But the fact is, sometimes they can get exposed, and you need cornerbacks that are good, not get exposed.
Well, you also you also need the defensive line to put some more pressure on the quarterback to protect that secondary a little bit too.
Course, you know, but we'll see.
All right, Tony, appreciate the call, bud.
You're welcome.
You have a good one. 201-939-4513. Final call of the show. Let's go to Mike down in Georgia. Mike, good morning. How are you? Mike, you there?
This is Bill in Totowa.
Oh, Bill, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing this morning?
What's going on, Bill? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about the Giants' first-round draft pick, you know, with OC likely leaving and Justin Tuck getting a little bit up there in age. I was wondering what you guys thought about the defensive end at BYU, Ziggy Ansah. I mean, he had an incredible combine. He's a little raw coming out of college, kind of like Jason Pierre-Paul was.
Right.
And we all know the Giants' defensive scheme has always been relied on that pass rush. I think he can be a great addition to this squad.
Yeah, before the combine, I saw Ansah in the area of the Giants draft pick, but in most of the mock drafts that have come out since the combine, he's looking like he could be a top 10 pick. So I'm not sure he's going to be there at 19 when the Giants make their selection.
You know, that's what we thought about Prince Amukamara as well, but he fell to us.
No, that's fair. It's a good point, and you never know. And that's why when the Giants create their board, they rank every player. Last year, they had Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin III ranked on their board. No one in their right mind thought they'd be there, but they have him there. So the Giants will be prepared the same way they were with Prince Amukamara. You bring up an excellent point. 2 years ago, they were ready to take him, even though – and I talked to Mark Ross after the draft, and I said, Mark, if I would have given you 100 different scenarios of who you would have picked with your first-round pick, would you have come up with Prince Amukamara? He looked at me and said, John, no. We didn't think there was any chance that he would be there at 19. We're thrilled that he was, and that's why we took him, but we didn't think there was any chance he would last that long.
Do you think they attack maybe someone in free agency, maybe like a Dwight Freeney?
I think the Giants are going to stay away from the older guys that are going to cost a little bit more money, that have their best days behind them. They're going to look to sign the 26, the 27, the 28-year-olds, much like they did with Chris Canty a few years back, much like they did with Michael Boley a few years back, much like they did with Antro Roll a few years back. Now, the difference is, with their salary cap situation, they don't have the type of money to offer some of the better players at that age. So they're going to hope some of these guys slip through the cracks. Maybe you're willing to sign a 1-, 2-, or 3-year deal at a lower cash value, and maybe they can bring these guys in on the cheap. But, you know, on Twitter, I mentioned I'm getting all these names, the Ed Reeds, the Brian Urlachers, Adrian Wilson, Bernard Pollard. And are these guys big names? Have they made Pro Bowls? Are some of them even Hall of Famers? Yes, but I'm not sure they're a great fit for your football team now when you're not trying to get older, you're trying to get younger. And when you bring in old players, what do you get? You get injuries. And I think the Giants want healthy young players. They're going to practice every day during the week, and they can mold into the type of guys you want your football Giants to be.
I would love to see him get that guy Ziggy, man. He's going to be something special. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Hey, appreciate the call, Bill. Thanks so much. Great job by the callers today. I usually have to give like a little 5-10 minute spiel, a little opinion, and I do it during the calls, but you guys, all over it. You've done a great job since free agency started on the phones, everybody. Thanks for calling this morning on Big Blue Kickoff Live. It comes your way every weekday morning from 10 to 10:30 right here on Giants.com. Thank you very much for participating in the show, folks. I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a good day on Giants.com.